talk about the progress of bhakti. There's a whole string to go together. It's all Sudha Goswami is instructing the sages at Dharmasharanya. And he's saying, he starts off by saying, Mahatseva, if you're faithful, have Shraddha. So it begins with Ado Shraddha. This is 1, 2, 16, because these all go together, and they're the development of Shraddha to Prema, these verses. So 1, 2, 16 is Shushu Sho Shraddhana Sya Vasudeva Kataruchi San Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirta Nishevanat. O twice born sages, by serving devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the message of Vasudeva. Talks about Shraddha, that by serving Vaishnavas you attain Shraddha, and specifically you get Shastriya Shraddha. Shastriya Shraddha, you get faith in the Shastras. You believe that the Shastras are correct. You believe that I should study them and I should mold my life according to these Shastras. I should follow the teachings. That's your belief. So this is, you have faith. Then Mahatseva, you serve the great devotees. So then you get Ruchi, Kata Ruchi. There's not Ruchi in Bhajan, but it's the beginning, it's Ruchi. So then, what happens? In the next verse, 1, 2, 17. Srinvatam Swa Kata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Vridyantaksta Yavadrani Virunati Saritsutam. Krishna, the personality of Godhead, Paramatma, in everyone's heart, is a benefactor of the truthful devotee. He cleanses his desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotees, develop urge to hear his message, which are themselves virtuous and properly heard and chanted. So this first verse, 16, talks about Shraddha, and then Sadhusanga. Right? Sadhusanga. Then this verse talks about Vajana Kriya, Punya Shravana Kirtan, Kata and Kirtan, hearing and chanting, and then you become Narta Nivritti. Then after Narta Nivritti comes Nishta. So then this is explained in 2:18. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yutamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtaki. So as one goes on in his Bhajana Kriya, which is purifying him, and he's undergoing anartha nivritti, getting purified and free from all his anarthas, he'll continue to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, will continue to serve the Mahabhagavat devotees. So by doing this, he gets anartha nivritti, then he becomes nishta. Bhakti bhavati nishtaki. He comes to the stage of nishtita bhakti, right? Where he's hearing all the time, he's always Nityam Bhagavatam, he's always hearing, he's always chanting, he's always serving the Bhagavatam. So then when one is on this platform Nishta, then what happens? 1, 2, 19. Tada rajastamo bhava kama loba dayaschaye chaiter anavidam stittam statve prasidati. So this continual practice of Nishtita Bhakti, one becomes free from the influence of ignorance and passion, which is symptomized by lust and greed. Lust and greed become diminished, practically to nil. Then it becomes stitam sattva prasidati. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of the nature's modes of passion, ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness, he becomes completely happy. So this is at the level, this is Nishta, now he's coming to Ruchi, he's feeling happiness. You know, because he has Ruchi. Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim. Kavitam Ba Jagadishikame Mama Janam Najanam Nishrei Bhavatad Bhakti Haitaki Tui. This is the level of Ruchi. Now 2:20. Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavat Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana Mukta Sangasya Jayate. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened with contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of the personality of God in the stage of liberation from all material association. So now this verse is talking, now we're already at Nishta and Ruchi, this verse is talking about a Sakti. Sakti. one becomes extremely attached to the Lord, and then that attachment gives up all material association. And that attachment is practically equivalent to liberation, that is sakti. And his mind is very happy because now he's on the Brahma-Bhuta Prasanatma, the Sochati Nakakshati, Samasarvesha Bhuti Shimad Bhakti Namate Param. It says, Evam Prasana Manaso. Right? Brahma-Bhuta Prasanatma. So, Prasana Manaso Prasanatma. Atma means mind, Atma means body, Atma means soul. Prasanna Manasa, the mind becomes enlivened because he's on the spiritual platform now. He's functioning on the spiritual platform, a sakti going to Bhav. Now the verse 21, which you asked. Bidyate ridya grantish chidyante sarvashamshaya shiyante chasya karamani drista evatmanishvari. The knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruitive actions is terminated when one sees the self as a master. So now, at this level, one is on the level of bhava. This is bhava, because that's the end of this series. So as a sakti, now this is bhava. At bhava, bhava and prema, then all karma is finished. All the aparabdha karma, prarabdha karma, everything is finished. And so the knots in the heart, ridya grant, the knot in the heart, ridya grant. This is a false ego. There's no more, the false ego is influencing up to this point, to some in a very less way, but now it's like cut. So now the soul is no longer attached to the material body. And the senses and mind and false ego are not the masters, but now the super soul is the master. So now there's a level of bhav. That's why they say that super soul takes over and guides him, so all his actions are simply expressions of devotion, pure devotion, the level of bhava and brahma. Chain of fruitive actions is terminated and sees himself as a master. Now, atmanishvari, drista, drista eva atmani, so one sees the self, means one sees the paramatma, and realizes his eternal citadea, that I have an eternal spiritual form, and my actual form is Jivara Surupaya, Krishna Aranitya Das, and he is my master. I have no other master. The self means a paramatma, self as a master. So that's these verses. These are the key verses that actually describe the progression from Shraddha to Prema.